I'm Ricardo P. Lloyd, and this is my new podcast. It's all about asking questions at this time. It's self-reflection is definitely key towards any success. I used to be very laid back when it came to my life, when it came to my purpose, when it came to achieving my goals and my dreams. I wasted a lot of time over the years, a lot of time on things that I shouldn't be wasting it on, whether that was people, whether that was just doing nothing. And I'm at this stage right now in my life where I'm very much driven, very much motivated. I have this do it now mindset. I have this mindset where if I was to die today, did I achieve what I want to achieve? Did I fulfill my God divine purpose? And right now I'm on this level where I just don't want to stop working. I don't want to stop executing my goals or my dreams or my objectives. I think, you know, life is about living. Life is about being here in the moment, about being in the present, being in the now, not waiting to tomorrow, not waiting to next year or 10 years down the line and you haven't done anything. It's about doing it now. And you have got to get up and you got to rise to the occasion and you got to go and fulfill your dreams. You got to go and get what is rightfully yours here on earth. Don't wait for the next man to outrun you or outdo you. You got to do it for yourself. You got to go and be that go-getter for yourself. You got to be that motivator for yourself. Yes, I'm an actor, and the acting industry is very competitive. And, you know, just the entertainment industry or just the industry in general. And if you're not doing something bigger than your last project, you might as well call yourself dead, a deadbeat. And I don't want to be that. I want to be someone that is remembered. I want to be someone that is fulfilled, that has fulfilled his purpose and his legacy is something that outlives him. That's the person I want to be. And I'm going to be that, and I'm driven. I'm really driven. There's a quote that is one of my favorite quotes. Hopefully you're getting something. I'm not just waffling on, because I can tend to preach like I'm a preacher, man. But there's a quote that I want to read to you. It reads this. It's a biblical quote, right? But pay attention to this. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Your poverty will come in like a vagabond, and your need like an armed man. I repeat it. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Your poverty will come like a vagabond and your need like an armed man. Where is that from? That is from Proverbs. Now, that's one of my favorite scriptures. Proverbs, to be precise, hold on 1 minute. Proverbs 6:10. To 11. Now, what I've always interpreted from that scripture is if you laze around, if you just loaf around and you just wait and you don't do anything, that's when you remain poor. Now, poverty is not just about riches and wealth and the material possessions. Poverty is of mind, of spirit, of heart. And if you're not investing in yourself, you're not investing in your knowledge, you're not investing in, you know, being a better person, then you are a poor man. And not even just a poor man, you're a dead man. And you don't want to be that. Life is about living, you know, and you can only live to the extent that you are able to learn the lessons that life throws at you. You know, if you don't learn those lessons, you're going to make the same mistakes. You're going to be in the same cycles. And people that tend to be in those same cycles and make the same mistakes, if they're not careful, they can put that onto, you know, future generations. You don't want to be one of those people. You want to be one of those people that leaves, you know, a mark, that leaves good footprints on earth, that people talk about and people look back on and think, wow, this person was really great. This person was legendary. I know for sure I want to be one of those people. So my question to you today is, what are you doing to change your life? Or do you want to change your life? If you want to change your life, start where you are now. Get up and go. Write down a list of your 10 goals that you want to achieve in 2020 and go and get it. Go and fulfill that. Go and achieve that. If you can't achieve the goals by yourself, build a team and be great. You know, you were born to be great. You were born to do something special here on earth. Whether that is painting, whether that is starting a business, whether that is raising a family, whatever it is that's on your heart, go and get it. Go and get what is rightfully yours, because you don't want to live with no regrets. Thank you so much for listening. This is Ricardo, and this is called Are You Living Your Best Life? God bless. Take care.